Jesus' name. He has ministered quite a couple of messages that are a blessing. Injury time. Are we still brethren? This born again thing. And which one again? Which one again? So you later came here. But the one I listened to from beginning to the end was Are We Still Brethren? The immediate past general superintendent of Assemblies of God Nigeria, received Reverend Dr. Chidi Okorafor. Give the Lord a clap offering for him. Is it? It's a blessing.
Glory must be to the Lord, for he is worthy of my praise. No man or angel should give glory to him. Glory must be to the Lord, King of kings, Lord of lords, for he is worthy of our praise. Sing this last one. All the glory must be to the Lord. All the glory must be to the Lord. Amen. You may be seated. I want to sincerely bless the name of the Lord for the opportunity of being a part of the conference. And from the deepest part of my heart, I want to appreciate God's general, the senior pastor of this great denomination, Apostle Professor Johnson and Dr. Lizzie Sulema. Thank you for this opportunity and thank you for putting together this conference. I have been feeling the raw presence of God. I've been feeling the raw presence of God. You know this God. The more you know him, the more you know you don't know him. The more you know him, the more you know that you don't know him. And the closer you draw to him, the farther he becomes. And I want to appreciate the team. Ministers without blemish. This end time, God is raising end time agents of revival. And you are one of them. I was reading Colossians chapter 4, verse 17, where the Bible says, say to Archippus, take heed to the ministry which you have received in the Lord, that you may fulfill it. Can I tell you something? The onus of fulfillment of the ministry does not lie in public opinion. Now listen. When God gives you a vision or a dream, there are lineups who will give their own opinion on how the vision should have or should be done. And here came Brakushaya. A man with a dream is voluntarily deaf until the dream is accomplished. If you hear too much, you won't accomplish anything. But wait a minute. If you fail to do what God wants you to do because of some a third party, because of who? God, you, others are third party. If you fail to do what God has asked you to do because of third party, now listen to me, at the end of the day, God will not hold them responsible. They were not there when God spoke to you. Now, therefore tell your neighbor, you are responsible for the vision that God has given you. You are responsible for the vision that God has given to you. If it fails, you are responsible. If you didn't fulfill it, you are responsible. You may give excuses, but they are not reasons. You may give excuses. And so I want to say a few things about the ministry. Then I will use a few minutes to dwell on the subtopic that I want to bring that will now be able to be in alliance with the general team of the day. Say to Akibu, take heed, be careful. Why the warning? The warning is this: if you are not careful, you may not fulfill the ministry. But seated in this auditorium today are men and women anointed to fulfill the ministry. You are anointed to fulfill the ministry. And it doesn't matter what the devil is saying. It doesn't matter what the devil has done. It doesn't matter what the devil is yet to do. I speak over your head today. You shall fulfill the ministry. You know, my goal is number one, to fulfill the ministry, and number two, to make heaven. To fulfill the ministry and then to make heaven. You know that there are three levels in the ministry. Three levels. Number one, years of preparation. Number two, years of popularity. Number three, fading away years. Years of introduction. Introduction does not necessarily mean, years of preparation. Preparation does not necessarily mean the Bible school experience. God can use 20 years to prepare you and then use 5 years to launch you to the public. In this house today, I'm pretty sure there are people who are passing through the years of introduction. Years of introduction may be years when you are unknown, when you are under. You must hide before you go public. If you want to go public without hiding, they will break your limbs. I'm not actually dwelling on that, but there are years of popularity. And the third one is what? Fading away years. A couple of years ago, we attended a conference in Tulsa, Oklahoma, International Charismatic Ministers Conference. You know what happened in that conference? When it was time for a dear father or a robot of a blessed memory to preach, they brought a seat to him on the platform and gave him 15 minutes. Wow! My mind reflected on years when he would fly from one corner to the other. And I concluded, fading away years. Fading is not in terms of backsliding, but a time will come when you want to jump and your bones will say, come back here. Your bones will say, come back. Therefore, if you're a young man, I have a word for you. This is the day of your madness. Did anybody hear me now? No, you didn't hear me. I'm not sure. Now, look for five young people around you and tell them, this is the day of your madness. Say it again to somebody. This is the day of your madness. Say it. Look for five persons and tell them, this is the day of your madness. If Hilabashi Karabuha. Now listen to me. If you don't get drunk with power now. If you don't get drunk with the anointing, I don't know when you will do so. This is the day of your madness. This is the day of your madness when the fire of God will burn in your bones and cause you. The fire will burn in your bones. I thank God for the privilege of the call. Can I ask you a question? If you has to choose between being a minister of the Federal Republic of Nigeria and minister of the Most High God, what will be your choice? What a privilege. If you are a minister, you have double privilege. Number one is the amazing grace privilege. Let me ask you a question. Where are your roommates in prostitution? Where are your gang in witchcraft? Where are your partners in armed robbery? Some of them are dead. But sitting in this auditorium today, it's a beneficiary of amazing grace. And that's why the greater challenge of Christianity in the 21st century is this. Some people became men of God without becoming children of God first. Did anybody hear me? I still remember my integrative science about metamorphosis. Metamorphosis. There are stages. How can somebody, congratulations, you're a millionaire, billionaire, a general in the army. Congratulations, you are a great business tycoon. But all of a sudden, we didn't hear when he got saved. We didn't hear who discipled him. all of a sudden you open your television, you see him appearing, Archbishop, Doctor, Apostle, Prophet, so and so. If you don't have a past tense in your life, then you never knew Jesus. Some people jumped. They jumped the queue. Instead of moving the normal step, they jumped the queue. Never. No salvation experience. They jumped and became great men of it. Let me ask you a question. Permit me to ask you this question. I know you're a minister, very great, but are you born again? Wait. Now, hear me. The most dangerous thing is for somebody who is not born again to go to Bible school. He will graduate with diploma in hardness of heart. Listen again. The sun that can melt a substance can also harden a substance. The word of God that can melt hearts can also harden hearts. The worst sinner is not the robber on the highway. It's not the kidnapper in the bush. The worst sinner is not the prostitute in the brothel. Who is the worst sinner? Sinner on the pulpit and sinner in the pew. He has a disease called over familiarity with God. So I want to ask you a question. I know you have your certificate, you have your ministerial portfolio, but let me ask you, are you born again? I'm not asking you the name of your denomination, but I want to ask, are you really born again? If you tell me yes, answer the following questions. When did it happen? Where did it happen? And what happened? When did it happen? Where did it happen? And what happened? Amazing grace, how sweet thou sound, thou say, a wretch like me. I was lost, but now I'm fine. Was blind, but now I see. I was lost, but now I'm was blind, but now I see. In case you are not born again and you sneaked into this auditorium, after all, the church that Jesus pastored, there were 12 in attendance, but there was a Judas. In case you are here, the greatest mistake the devil made is to have allowed you to come to this conference. It's a great mistake. Unfortunate mistake that the devil made, to have allowed you come to this conference. This is a place where you can have Damascus Road experience. Saw the killer. He got Damascus Road experience. He became Paul the preacher. That can be your portion. It doesn't matter how religious you were. You can be born again. And you can be saved. How can you preach what you have not experienced? preach what you have not experienced. And by the way, make no mistake about usage. God can use anybody. Did you hear me? And I was just thinking, man of God, about how donkey spoke to Balaam. And I started asking three questions. Number one, was that donkey born again? Number two, did that donkey receive the Holy Ghost? Then number three, did God use the donkey? Answer me those questions. The donkey was used by God to speak to somebody. Number one, was that donkey born again? Did that donkey receive the Holy Spirit? But did God use the donkey? I have a prayer. Papa, don't use me and abandon me. Join me in that prayer and lift up your hand and tell the Lord, don't use me and abandon me. Just say it unto God. And I've said to myself, when I said earlier, I don't want to be another desire. Papa, I don't want to be a journalist in the house of God. I don't want to be a journalist in the ministry. The man of God was speaking last night and he said, when you are proclaiming what you have not experienced, he called it, is it rumor or what? Rumor monger. I don't want to be a journalist in the house of God, with apologies to men of this journalistic profession, but catch what I'm trying to say. Journalists report what is happening or what has happened. They are not on the stage. How can you be there only reporting about what God has used and is using others to do, but none has ever happened in your life? After this conference, your story will change. After this conference, you will go home to demonstrate your madness. Because there are those who make things happen and those who watch things happen. There are history makers and storytellers. There are church builders and church scatterers. That a man of God has a passion to make sure you stay in a place that will be good. Does that give you a license to scatter wherever you go? Does that give you a license? They sent you to A, you scattered it. They moved you to B, you scattered it. They moved you to C, you scattered it. No wonder somebody said to somebody, you are giving stories of what you have accomplished. You have not done what I have done. You know what he did? How many churches have you killed? That was his own story. I scattered church. Wow. I pray today, Papa, cause these men and women to open happening centers. May your church be a happening center. I pray that God will open a spiritual borehole in your ministry. Out of the borehole shall flow rivers of power, rivers of deliverance, rivers of healing. It shall come to pass. Men shall come from the east, west, north, and south. They will jump into the river. They will find solutions. There are people who are heaven bound, and there are people who don't care about heaven. I've just said a few things about the ministry. But let me, they said, minister without what? Blemish is just a small mark or fault or flaw which will spoil the appearance of something. Remember, you are marked to fulfill the ministry. And being a minister with flaws can spoil your entire ministry. By the way, the call to the ministry is not a meritorious call. God does not call somebody by merit. It's by grace. In fact, if I am asked to call, there are people I wouldn't call. There are people, you look at them, you say, can this one accomplish anything? But he that is older than age, the Ancient of Days, he knows what to do. And so before I hand over this microphone, let me look at what I call dealing with the unconquered area of a minister. Unconquered area of a minister. Let me just give you a familiar passage. 2 Kings chapter 5. I'm reading verses 1 and then verse 14. Naaman, commander of the army of the king of Syria, was a great, honorable man in the eyes of his master, because by him the Lord has given victory to Syria. He was also a mighty man of valor, but he was a leper. Good news in verse 14, he didn't die as a leper. So he went down and dipped 7 times in the Jordan, according to the saying of the man of God. And his flesh was restored like the flesh of a little child, and he was clean. He came with blemish. He went home without blemish. I don't care what you have come to the conference with, there will be a Holy Ghost surgery on this particular place. And the Lord will perform a surgery in your life. Oh my God. Another you will come out of you. You are going to go home. Let me share this thought with you quickly. You know, when he said about somebody in John chapter 1, he said, behold an Israelite in whom, 147, there is no guile, no blemish, no hypocrisy. Naaman had a big office, commander, honorable in the sight of men, popular, probably electable candidate. Today, we have men who are called honorable. But how messy is the honorable? That's another question. He was a mighty man of valor. Heavily gifted. Heavily gifted. Let's look beyond your gifts. Not what I have just said earlier. God can use anybody. God can use anybody. God can use anybody. But you need to have double barrel. Grace and being a man without blemish. It will ensure that you make heaven at the end of the day. I want to charge you today in this devotional a message of personality assessment. How are you naturally wired? How are you naturally wired that conflicts with true spirituality? Do you have unresolved issues? Do you have unhealed hurts? Are you having involuntary, repeated behavior that negates the provision of the Holy Spirit? I know you have a big name, great man of God. Men of God are still human, called to accomplish supernatural assignments. Can I tell you something? You are not an angel. Sometimes when you appear like this, they don't even know you go to lavatory. Some people don't know. Sometimes they don't even know you can eat human food. because of the hand. That is why, I don't know if you have experience, you may be sick as a servant of God. And immediately they introduce you to preach, the sickness will disappear. How many of you have proven what I'm talking about? The sickness will just disappear. And you pray and heal the sick and do everything. By the time you get back to your seat, it appears as if the thing is, say, go and come back. Tell your neighbor you are human. Just help me tell your neighbor you are human. You are human. But. Can I ask you a question today? Can you be sincere? Even though you have a great name, what are you unfortunately struggling with? Who is the real man behind you? What does your clothes cover? Kamboshiri Landbayakapusia. Are there possible unconquered areas? Forget about your plethora of defense mechanism, your conditioned reflexes. Is there a big, are you suffering from anger tantrum? You can scatter a place, you appear quiet, but you've not conquered anger. I don't know your story. Maybe your own is that you don't trust anyone. In money matters, you are questionable. Do you have a lying tongue? Do you have an immoral problem, immoral issues? What has your life partner been complaining about? I tell people there are powerful sermons. The most powerful sermon I preach is the one that moves my wife, not the one that moves the public. Because she knows you. And if you preach another thing and practice another thing, you say, okay, tell people who do not know you. And the next powerful sermon is the one that moves your committee members. And so, when you are preaching and you look at your wife, she's already melted. I mean, she's in the spirit, she's melted. You look at your committee, they are all standing. Then you have conquered the day. You have just conquered. I want to say to you today, there is this thing that some great men said. Let me quote two of them and then we'll be true. Somebody said, there is a fool in each of us. There is a fool in each of us. Another person said, there is not one of us who doesn't wrestle with shameful, secret, deliberating fears. Is there something you have been asking the Lord? Take this thing. Let me ask you a question. This is the house of God. Is there something you are not happy about over your life? If your answer is yes, raise your hand. No. Why am I seeing several hands? No, put up. Maybe you didn't hear me very well. Be sincere, because in short, welcome to God's theater. On this theater, there will be surgery. Naaman came to the man of God with blemish. He left without blemish. The will of God for you is the thing that conquered you. You will go home conquering there. You will be the giant. Are there things in your life? Things that have been conquering you. No wonder John Calvin said, without knowledge of self, there's no knowledge of God. Good news, good news, good news, good news. The leprosy was healed. The leprosy was healed. The leprosy was healed. I don't want to get into the process, but something just occurred when I was reading that passage. The man expected the man of God to come and do some Pentecostal abracadabras. But he just gave simple instruction. That reminds me, God is not a one-way traffic. No, he's not a one-way traffic. He must not come through this window, otherwise it is not God. God is independently God. And he does what he wants to do. Naaman was healed. You are not meant to end with leprosy. There's a solution to your seeming unconquered complex. There's a solution. God has asked me to say there is a solution. You are going home with that solution by his grace. Naaman listened even to a maid who has something beautiful to say. I want you to be sensitive to what the Spirit is saying in this convention. Listen to what the Lord wants to say. Good news. The young girl in the house became, well, can I call her a professional? But she became ambassador for signs and wonders. What the Lord is going to do through you, the fire that you've already caught, the devil is in bad trouble. But let me say this to you today. You are born again. If you are not, make haste while the sun shines. Number two, this is the day of your madness. Hi. There's somebody in the house. If you are satisfied with what you have done, the Lord has asked me to tell you, the summary of all you have accomplished is introductory scratch. Introductory scratch into God's agenda for your life. This is your day. This is your period. Only tell the Lord, Papa, I came with blemish. I want to go clean. And he that is older than age will show you mercy and grace. Receive the strength for it in the name of Jesus Christ.